Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so I got one headline. Oh, kind of a gross one. It has to do with a villager. Minecraft style. This one's kind of gross, though. I gotta be real. So, the headlines, whenever they say villager, I still am amused. A 300-pound villager was sentenced after stalking a resident's grandson. Russell Edward Thompson, 54, of the village of Springdale, has been placed on probation for 3 years. He pled no contest last month in Sumter County Court to charges of burglary and theft, a charge of stalking, charge of criminal mischief. He's living with a man who was living with a 73-year-old grandmother, met Thompson through an online dating application, and the grandson was picked up at the grandmother's house by Thompson, who asked if he could buy him some pot. Long story short, the dude thought that the 300-pound villager seemed weird and didn't want to be around him, and then started getting threatening messages from him. And the dude started showing up at the guy's grandmother's house, banging on the door, all this stuff. And the dude is huge, too. I mean, he's every bit looking 300 pounds. So finally, and he also did damage to the property, too. He was apprehended, and he was sentenced to, he was put in jail, he was apprehended, and now he's got probation for 3 years. He's also a prohibited possessor. Man, they don't make villagers that big in Minecraft, I do have to say. Just, you know, that's FYI. Let's see. This is not a way to do a job interview. A man went to a Florida store. This is from Miami Herald. He went to a Florida store for a job interview, and then he ended up stealing a car outside in the parking lot like a genius. Stole a car legit right outside the business, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office. It was Pilot Travel Center in Lake Wales. 23-year-old showed up for a job interview, but then he stole a car outside of the business. It was like, was the job for stealing? And that was like I don't know. Was that his test? I don't know. I'm just very, let's see. A Florida man crashes a stolen car after OnStar shuts the engine off in a multi-county high-speed chase. Oh, boy. Dude, Winter Haven man facing several charges. He crashed a stolen car on Interstate 4 after the engine was turned off by OnStar. That's actually kind of neat how that can, the 23-year-old stole a Cadillac SUV from, again, stole a Cadillac SUV. He was tracked by OnStar the moment he stole the car, shut it down remotely. You know, Kel-Tec has always been about public safety and self-defense, and the Kel-Tec P15 is no exception. Whether you prefer the polymer or metal version, this reliable, compact, lightweight is the perfect go-to. The P15 polymer is the lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market at only 14 ounces unloaded, and loaded holds 15 plus one rounds. This little beauty has tritium and fiber optic front sight and fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights. You get all of the same great modern sights, great trigger and excellent capacity in the P15 metal with a metal frame for a true vintage look and feel, and classic wood grips for a classic comfortable feel. Both have the same game-changing Kel-Tec innovation in quality, reliability, and performance. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KelTecWeapons.com today. KelTecWeapons.com. Biden was asleep at his 3 a.m. call. Biden's too old to have a 3 a.m. call. I told you that they had live music and a barbecue yesterday, right? It was one of the deadliest days for our strategic ally. One of the deadliest in half a century. American hostages. 9 American fatalities. And the White House poll put out yesterday, I put this on Facebook for you all yesterday. It said the poll report was, quote, in late afternoon and early evening, a live band could be heard coming from the area around the Rose Garden. Your pooler asked why a band was playing. The White House responded, the president and first lady are hosting a barbecue for the White House residents, staff, and their families. Big old barbecue. I mean, you know, you got Americans that are held hostage, and our strategic ally suffered, you know, it's a terror, one of the worst terrorist attacks in its history. And, you know, you would have think that you would have thought that maybe the president wouldn't be partying it up with a live band and a barbecue. But then it got worse because now you have, they called, it was 11 o'clock and they called lid for him already. Meaning when they say call a lid, what that means is the president is done with public engagements for the day, including press conferences. So whenever you hear that phrase, call a lid, that's what that means. It means the president, oh, they called a lid. That means just imagine you putting a lid on a jar, closing it up for the day. That's what this means. So it means the president, you're not going to see him anymore today. And apparently you're not going to see anything from any department today, from what we're hearing from the White House. I mean, you Americans were killed by a terrorist group in Gaza, by the terrorist government in Gaza. Gaza is a terrorist state because of its terrorist government funded by Iran, who has all this money that was freed up for it by this administration and a hostage as a part of a hostage agreement. Do you remember when there was, let me pull this story up. This is New York Times. It was back in 2002. A friend of mine sent this to me and it said, remember, they asked me, do you remember the feedback Bush got from this? And it was a story about Bush playing golf the morning after a bus was bombed in Israel. And a statement was issued where he condemned the attack about the same time that I guess he took to the green. And New York Times had this hit piece. Oh, my gosh, Bush plays golf. It was literally Bush plays golf while, you know, Israel's attacked. I'm just wondering. And that was about a year after 9/11. I'm just wondering, you know, if there's going to be anything like that. You know, there's no accountability from the media. Nobody's there. Apparently also Anthony Blinken, and this is the other thing, they had a number of tweets that they put out and then deleted from the Secretary of State. This is the other thing that's confusing. So if you thought, you know, all the barbecues, that's a bad look. That wasn't even the worst look. So U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken apparently said that he had tweeted that he talked with the Turkish foreign minister and encouraged Turkey's advocacy for a ceasefire. What? And release of hostages by Hamas immediately. So, I guess a ceasefire meaning no response or defense from Israel. There's no ceasefire here. This is the unfortunate choice that Hamas made. This is the unfortunate choice that these terrorists have been making an administration of this strip of land for decades now. This is what the terrorists have. This is what they chose to do. So people don't get to demand that Israel cease fire. That off ramp has passed. You passed that. This is the FAFO highway, and we're coming up on the town of FO. Yeah, they don't get to demand that anymore. I can't believe that. I mean, he deleted it. He deleted the tweet. He tweeted it, and then he deleted it. He called for a ceasefire. That's like telling Roosevelt. It would be the same as like another country telling Roosevelt, yes, we're encouraging you to cease fire after Pearl Harbor. Oh, Pearl Harbor was attacked. We're encouraging both Japan and U.S. to cease fire. What? No. That's not how this works. There is going to be a response. There's going to be a defense because no one learned. You know how many times they've done ceasefires? In fact, every time they've done ceasefire, Israel has done ceasefires. Israel has followed it to the letter of the agreement. And it's always been who, Cain? Hamas.
Always.
That has violated the ceasefire.
Always.
Every single ceasefire agreement, it is always without exception from the beginning of measured time, Hamas that has violated it. So no, you don't get to call for ceasefires anymore. That has passed. It's time to salt the earth. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So as you heard, the White House has called a lid for the day, which means that you will not see or hear from President Biden for the remainder of the day. And you're not going to hear from John Kirby or anyone else either, apparently. So that is the latest, just to give you an update. Also, a couple of other things. This kind of goes into how pervasive stupidity can be and cowardice can be, even at a celebrity level. So Kylie Jenner apparently posted support for Israel and then deleted her Instagram story. It was on her Instagram stories after fan backlash because there are too many stupid people out there who think that historically a nation that never existed called Palestine that was named spitefully by Hadrian still exists. We're going to get into all of that. Let's just bring the brass knuckles today, everybody. Also, this fascinates me. Listen to this. So an 84-year-old dude reveals that he lived free in a secret apartment in New York's historic King Manor, where he resided for 30 years without paying any rent or working a legitimate day in his life. That's insane. He lived there. A dude named Roy Fox. He's been a caretaker of this Jamaica Queens estate for more than 30 years. He has lived there in this estate, like in the secret apartment there. And he's got an oven, a fridge, a dishwasher, all kinds of stuff. And he had a little compact apartment where he has 4,000 books in there. And he lived there. He never had to pay anything. This is crazy. This is so wild. And so there's a whole piece that's just weird. It's a little secret apartment that's in this place that I guess, do they not know about it? How does this happen? Yeah. I think our friend Larry's going to have to, I think we're going to have to make a Sin City News situation here because he's been sharing some very interesting news from Las Vegas. Like, for instance, this was over the weekend, a casino security in downtown Vegas, they had to respond to a disturbance on one of the floors in one of the casinos. A man sweating profusely, shouting in the middle of the room, "I can't control my bowels." And they had to, there was like so many of these instances. So I think we're going to have a special headline section just for that. Wall Street isn't sure that it can handle all of Washington's bonds. Pet Shop Boys are angry. Y'all remember Pet Shop Boys, right? They're mad that Drake did not clear a sample of their Western Girls in his new song. Yeah, you can be in real trouble for that if you don't do that because Drake doesn't write his own stuff. I mean, he just samples stuff, right? So apparently they said that the Western Girls track on his song, All the Parties, they did not secure his permission. In fact, they wrote on Twitter, "Surprising to hear Drake singing the chorus of Western Girls in the track All the Parties on his new album. No credit given or permission requested." Oh, wow. So it's kind of surprising that Universal Music that Drake put this out on did not catch it because they have literally a whole clearance department of lawyers that deal with this IP. And while this happens sometimes, it doesn't happen like all the time because that can be very litigious and very expensive to deal with. All right, coming up, we're going to have a quick history lesson for the drive-bys on how Palestine isn't real.
At hotels and malls on the street. And they remind me that this country is ready for a history-making change. They are ready to reclaim their freedom, their independence. And
yeah, I saw that and I thought, is that in the same thing?
And that's why I'm here today. I'm here to declare myself an independent candidate.
So RFK Jr. says that he is not running as a Democrat now. He's running as an independent. I bet there are some people on the right that are very happy that they propped him up. I mean, the guy is for gun control. He actually thinks that there should be tests before you can even get a firearm. I mean, he's a climate change pusher. He's one of those guys that's all for the redistribution of wealth through the theory that isn't even adopted by 3/4 of the scientific community, quote unquote, climate change. I mean, the guys, I think that he's a nut job. I've always thought that he's a nut job. The fact that we finally fell on a square of agreement as it relates to the coronavirus vaccine, which wasn't a vaccine, it wasn't the clot shot, does not mean that that is enough to make him the messiah of the right, which is what a lot of even people that I know and friends of mine have tried to do. They really prop this dude up. Well, guess what? His independent run, he's going to pull from both sides, including from some people's very, very preferred candidate. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We also have this situation with Kevin McCarthy in the House. And I don't know. I am so done with the drama. Here's why I bring this up. Because if something goes sideways, like if there's, say that there's something, I mean, say there's a terror cell here in the U.S., hell, nobody knows because the southern border has been so wide open. And we do know for a fact that CPB has, they've been able to actually, or CBP, they've been, have taken and apprehended terrorists at the southern border before, you know, so you really don't know. But what happens if something goes sideways here in the U.S. with the terror cell? What happens if, you know, we have a situation where you have terrorists running through the streets like you did in Israel? The House is frozen. They can't do anything. Now some say that maybe McCarthy could go back to being Speaker because nobody else can get 218. Well, hell, can he get 218?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.